I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today.
Suspending MyPillow CEO and Trump ally Mike Lindell. A number of companies who have decided to stop selling MyPillow products.
And they're attacking not only MyPillow, many other companies out there, but they're attacking my vendors.
The CEO of MyPillow has been named in a $1.3 billion defamation suit.
MyPillow just sued Dominion for $1.6 billion.
Divine appointments, divine intervention in there, and my faith is what kept me going all those years.
The bigger platform is my evangelism and speaking about God, having the same passion with God, getting to God as I do the pillow.
We have the B2T promo code for, and I was telling
the
him.
Biggest savings in history for my pillow, everybody. Use that code.
Yeah. Yes. All right, it's Rick here in Salem, North Carolina, at the Reawakening Tour, and I got Dr. Artis with me. Thank you so much, sir.
Rick, how you been? It's been a long time. It's been like 3 days since I've seen him.
Yeah. But we didn't get to talk much about the book. That's what's exciting.
Nope, we did not.
So as far as what's in the book, right, we talked about the fact that you broke the algorithms to
we
to
did.
Things.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy stuff going on. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, so this is my book is called Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies, subtitle, Restoring Health and Hope for Humanity. Now, nobody on Earth, including you, Rick, wants to talk about COVID-19 anymore.
Right.
We want it in the background. It's now past history. We don't want to talk about that anymore.
Right.
So why did I write this book, and why is it breaking all algorithms for Amazon when I just put it on pre-sales?
Right.
And to give you some context, I only ordered 10,000 books because I didn't want to read anything about COVID-19. Why would you? And haven't we heard everything about COVID-19?
I just realized my camera's backwards. Like, I'll get that fixed for my next interview.
But no worries. Yeah, no worries.
We got the big B2T backwards. We got your book backwards. But it is COVID-19 lies.
That's funny. COVID-19 lies. So the reason why I wrote the book is many reasons. But number one, this year, 2024, when COVID was dismissed in 2023. Mm-hmm. So May of 2023, COVID's over. In 2024, the next year, our government just published a document. And in chapter 14 of my book, I show you that document, mm-hmm. and I take you through everything published in that document. So what's in the document? The document's titled Long-Term Health Effects of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And in this document, they published a book. And the book's title is what I just gave you. Inside the book is every symptom and every medical disease that is now called long COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those examples are this. Mm-hmm. If you still don't have taste or smell right now, mm-hmm. in 2024, that's long COVID.
Right.
If you have ringing in your ears since COVID, mm-hmm. since 2020, it's a long COVID mm-hmm. diagnosis. If you have dementia, hallucinations, mm-hmm. delusions, which are you feel like the government's out to get you or somebody's going to kill you. They're not real. Hallucinations are you see things that aren't really there. Delusions are you believe people are trying to take advantage of you. Right? Yeah. So delusions, hallucinations, schizophrenia are now long COVID diagnoses. Mm-hmm. PTSD, a long COVID diagnosis. Anxiety attack, panic attacks are now long COVID. And they list this now in what is called DSM-5. Do you know what that is? In the world of psychiatry, they have a manual, mm-hmm. and it's called DSM-5. Mm-hmm. This is where they open the book after they talk to you and figure out what's wrong with you and what mental health illness they want to give you. You either have PTSD, anxiety disorder, panic disorder, whatever, mm-hmm. schizophrenia, bipolarism, depression. Every single symptom I just named is in that DSM manual now for psychiatry called long COVID. So if you have schizophrenia, it's a long COVID diagnosis, and now they can get paid for that.
It's like a bundle to make money.
Right. So they've done that. What I need everybody to know is myocarditis is on that list, heart inflammation and injury. Brain tumors are on the list. I'm not joking. So cancer is now on the list of a long COVID symptom. Do you know that every single one of the things listed in Chapter 14 in this document, our government just published, you will have your symptoms after having COVID, now called long COVID. You're going to have them for at least 12.7 to 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So, when did COVID start? What year?
2020.
Officially 2020. Mm-hmm. So, till what year, if it's 12.7 to 14, it's going to be 2032 to 2034. You are going to have your symptoms. If you can't breathe, you have asthma right now, that's a long COVID symptom. You're going to have
this. That's a big pharma telling us.
You're going to have this problem for the next 14 years from the start of 2020. So I wrote this book because none of you have to live with these symptoms for the next 10 years. In Chapter 14, I show you that 100% of everything in that long COVID document are also published long-term side effects of a man-made poison. Of which every COVID-19 positive patient was found to have that poison inside their body. And I show you in Chapter 15 the cures to every single one of them. And there's
That's
either prescription
cool.
medications, natural solutions. All of them have a cure. And you don't have to suffer for 14 years needlessly when you can only suffer for another 3 days to 14 days is the time frame to cure it all naturally with the solutions in this book. So for the fewer people on this earth to suffer from something they want to call long COVID, my goal has always been to keep you out of the hospital so you don't die needlessly from remdesivir poisoning. Avoid the COVID-19 shots. There's snake venom in them for real. Every single documented research paper from the inventors of the COVID-19 shots, mm-hmm. named Cataline Carrico and Drew Wiseman, that's their names, mm-hmm. at the University of Pennsylvania. They publish in every single document in making these shots. They use snake venom phosphodiesterase to damage our DNA in our cells because venom destroys cells in any mammal. So they use that. They think that they can control it to only damage your DNA when, in fact, that snake venom phosphodiesterase is the part of snake venom that causes rapid blood clotting and organ failure. And what are we seeing after the shots? I mean, we call them clot shots.
Yes.
It's because of this venom they've been using, isolating, and synthetically manufacturing since 1905. Over 100 years they've been manufacturing this stuff, man-made venoms. So my job is to answer those questions for you, why you suffer, and then how to free you from those symptoms. And God put all the solutions in plants, and science has confirmed those plants are the cure.
And one of them's this.
And we list them all in here. And in the book, you're going to learn about this. This is called Lucy Brand Nicotine Gum.
Right. Backwards. Nicotine is, about the camera.
Nicotine is a cure for most, if not all, of the poisons they called COVID-19. And in the separate chapter in the book, there's actually 36 different man-made poisons that make up all the symptoms of COVID and long COVID.
Right.
The majority of them are cured with nicotine, but there's 15 of the 36 that are not cured with nicotine.
That's interesting.
So if you don't know what those are, they're in the book. And if you're all you got to do is look at your symptoms, and I lay out for you which poisons you most likely have, and then which tests to run by your medical doctor to request that will confirm its presence, and then how to actually dissolve it using either prescription medications. There's a few for some of those. Every single one of them have multiple natural cures.
That's
so
amazing.
That's what we list for you in the book.
And this is what's amazing, that this sick joke is that it wasn't COVID that did the long COVID to you. It was probably the shot. Or maybe even shedding and transmission. Do you think that's still an issue?
Absolutely. So shedding and transmission, the term shedding, which is a real threat to everybody that didn't get the vaccines. This is a real phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
There is no mRNA in any of the COVID-19 shots. And this is weird for most people when they hear this. Everybody who's been interviewed talking about the COVID-19 mRNA shots, there's no mRNA in any of them.
Really?
In fact, they call them COVID-19 mRNA shots. Could you imagine buying a Starbucks latte, but there was no latte in it? Uh-huh. Instead, they put Pepsi in it, and you're drinking it. You're like, wait a minute, this isn't latte. This doesn't have coffee or cream or anything in it.
Right.
Could you imagine being sold something that's called a latte, but there's no latte ingredients in it? That's what the mRNA shots are. There is no mRNA in any of them.
Whoa.
Do you know what is in them? I show you in the book what our government said they actually put in instead of mRNA.
Whoa. What chapter's that?
It's actually called DNA plasmids, and they show you in their own documents what that is and when they put it in these shots.
Wow.
So and how it is they create the injuries they want you to believe is being caused by mRNA. There is no mRNA in the shots.
Wow.
What the DNA plasmids in the shots that the NIH has put in there, this has been a technology being developed since for 75 years, DNA plasmids. And I'm going to show you in this book conclusively every injury created by the COVID-19 vaccines is created by these DNA plasmids. They are published side effects of these DNA plasmids. And our NIH has a document on their website right now they just published last year. It's titled How We Manufactured COVID-19 mRNA Vaccines. Mm-hmm. And it actually says we didn't put any mRNA in it.
Oh, my goodness.
It says we put DNA plasmids in it.
This is new to what I haven't heard yet.
And the DNA plasmids answer every single symptom, disease, and death, and miscarriage created by the COVID-19 mRNA shots.
All right.
What is being made by DNA plasmids in your body after you inject any human or any mammal with them, and you inject plasmids inside them, these DNA plasmids tell your cells to produce a poison they're not designed to make. So DNA plasmids get absorbed inside your cells. They also get absorbed in bacteria and yeast in your body, in your gut actually, and it programs those cells, your cells, bacteria and yeast, to manufacture whatever poison they embedded in the DNA plasmid is the instruction for your cells to make something God did not design your body to do.
Pure
so,
evil.
So what have they put in the DNA plasmids to engineer the human body to make? 36 different snake venom poisons. Arsenic they have in plasmids now.
Oh my goodness.
Ricin and diphtheria toxin they have embedded in DNA plasmids now and are putting in vaccines. And they can actually program your own body to become a bioweapon factory internally where you think the threat's outside. The threat's actually inside you. They have
and
learned.
Yeast grows it, right?
Yep. They have learned how through what's called genetic engineering to make little bitty genetic hula hoops called DNA plasmids. And that's exactly how the NIH describes it. We put DNA plasmids, a little hula hoop of genetic material, inside the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. And when you inject them inside of you, it will tell your cells to manufacture the spike proteins of COVID. Of which DNA testing confirmed in 4 different countries during COVID. The spike proteins of COVID, 4 countries, Germany, Italy, China, and America, all confirmed through DNA testing, and France, all spike proteins of COVID were identical to different venom proteins from 36 different venomous creatures in the world.
How do the papers actually try to say it's good?
Yeah. How is it good? How is this good for you? There's nothing good that's going to come out of DNA plasmid technology unless you're trying to create harm inside of a living mammal.
Wow.
So I actually show you all the evidence that our government, before 2020, I even show you this. When we finally learned what DNA plasmids were and that this is what was in the COVID vaccines creating all the injuries.
Right.
When we figured out that they were using DNA plasmids to make your body produce the one thing they said caused all COVID symptoms, spike proteins.
Right.
All I had to do is go look up and see, did our government use DNA plasmids and test them in air, water, and food before the pandemic? Because however we would have got them inside of us, injected, inhaled, or swallowed, I wanted to know, have they ever confirmed that DNA plasmids can be put in water, for example, in our country, and be sent to you into your home, and you could drink it, and then you could get the plasmids inside your bowels where E. coli bacteria and yeast live, because if they did, that means your bacteria and yeast in your gut that belongs there to break down your food will now be engineering the snake venom infused in those plasmids.
So you didn't have to get the shot, and you could still have it.
This is how they created COVID. There was no respiratory virus. Right. A bat did not cough in China and make the whole world sick. Yeah. Please tell me you don't believe that crap. Okay, a bat did not cough in China and make the whole world sick. They poisoned the whole world. How did they do it? I found, and in the book you'll read, I'll show you the documents. Right. Our government paid water treatment facilities all over America in 2017 and 2019 during Trump's administration. They actually paid all water treatment facilities to put DNA plasmids in their water and then take the chemicals they treat our water with that we bathe in and drink in our home. Right. They said, we want to know, does hydrogen peroxide you use to clean the water from all bacteria before we give it to you in your tap in your house, does hydrogen peroxide destroy the DNA plasmids? It didn't.
It didn't.
Then they said, what happens when we actually increase chlorine levels in the water at certain levels? Will that destroy the DNA plasmids? Well, they figured out what levels it was.
Mm-hmm. So they could throw it on and off.
So they knew they could lower the chlorine levels during 2020, mm-hmm. throw the DNA plasmids in there, and then send it to you.
Right.
And then to make the actual outbreak disappear in your town, they actually increase the chlorine content at the water treatment plant and make it disappear. So they could create the illusion of an outbreak. Create the outbreak in your town, make it disappear by just changing chlorine levels
that's
in
why,
your water.
That's why outbreak in the Republican areas, right, for a while.
They're, exactly yeah. right. They could target any group they wanted to at any yeah. treatment plant. So they actually right. tested these three things that most water treatment plants actually use to treat our water before it comes back to us. Mm-hmm. Hydrogen peroxide.
What was the series that you did with Stu? What was it called?
Watch the water.
Watch the water.
Y'all right. better watch the water because they're telling you right now that bird flu's coming.
Right.
They're telling you West Nile virus is coming. Mm-hmm. Equine virus is coming. Monkeypox is coming. Ebola and Marburg are coming. They will all be water-delivered poisons using DNA plasmids. Mm. So this is what they have been investing billions of dollars in for 75 years and none right. of y'all even knew it.
Right.
So this is what they tested in 2017 and 19 in every water plant in America. We want you to drop DNA plasmids in the water, 2017 and 2019, mm-hmm. multiple times. And we want to see if hydrogen peroxide you use to treat water destroys them.
Right.
Does chlorine and at what level destroy them? They figured out which ones do levels and what don't.
Nah.
And then they tested UV radiation because they use UV light to treat our water to kill bacteria and viruses and other things, and fungi. UV light did nothing to the DNA plasmids.
Wow.
So in 2017 and 19 were three different studies our government funded to find out, can we use DNA plasmids in water to deliver to Americans and it actually reach them and get into their bodies? And they confirmed exactly what those levels were. So when I say watch the water, I mean it. Watch the water. We only pay our government to bring water into our homes. Not our food, not our air. We pay them every month to bring us water that they have been poisoning for decades. Mm-hmm. Fluoride is a poison. Chlorine is a poison. Mm-hmm. They've been putting that in our water mm-hmm. since World War II, when we brought those Nazi warheads from Nuremberg 1.0 trial. We brought them here through Operation Paperclip. And within 5 years, water treatment plants were introduced in America by the same scientists that in Germany were using fluoride in water in Holocaust camps to dumb down their Jewish prisoners.
Oh my goodness.
And wow. they talk about that openly. And you can read wow. about that in Paul Pitchford's book.
So what's the best place to get the book?
Go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, but the best place is the drartistshow.com because we can control when your orders come in is the exact sequence in which we ship all the books. So no matter when you placed your orders, they're coming. We ordered 10,000 books. We printed 10,000 books. We're in our third print right now, mm-hmm. and we're still on pre-sales. Mm-hmm. We've already sold 125,000 books on all these platforms. So we have four printers in Canada, three in America that are now trying to fulfill all the orders at 5,000 books a clip each
yeah.
week. Well, in November 15th, we have 125,000 books showing up that will help us to catch up on all those pre-sales. But in the meantime, week by week, it's 5,000. But if you're at the Reawaken Tour, we were able to get from Canada, one of the printers, 500 books here for the 3,000 people in attendance. But
that is
awesome. We'll see how much we can get.
I got one. So if you want one, make sure you go to thedrartistshow.com. Thedrartistshow.com. And natural stuff is the key here. I wanted to just quickly get in. One of the naturals is our frequency patch, right? You have a doctor code.
We do. Doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R.
Yeah, so just go to that. That's at QEstrong.com. QEstrong.com. Use doctor. Would you just summarize by some of the non-nicotine things that are kind of, just a couple of them maybe.
I know we're
out of time, but.
No, there's actually a flowering plant that has right. herbal extracts.
Right.
Or you can just buy the plant and make tea out of it. But it's called Macuna prurines.
Right.
And Macuna prurines is one of the top ingredients in my foreign protein cleanse.
Right.
And I put together the foreign protein cleanse because there's 10 different natural compounds that address the blood, neurological, and organ failure effects right. of the poisons they called COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I compiled them all in one. But they're all plants. And you can go get them anywhere else you want. But Macuna prurines is one of those. EDTA is another cure.
The foreign protein cleanse is at thedrartistshow.com too, right?
Exactly right. Yep. Right, okay. And then N-acetylcysteine. Mm-hmm. You have a code at the Dr.
Yeah,
Artist
yeah.
Show.
Yeah, B2T.
B2T. If you go get N-acetylcysteine there.
Not backwards. Right. B2T, not backwards.
N-acetylcysteine is actually one of the most published cures for all the blood clotting effects of these poisons they called COVID. So if you have blood clotting disorders and you've been put on Xarelto, heparin, warfarin, Coumadin, and it ain't working, it's because you need N-acetylcysteine and licorice root. Mm-hmm. And you can get those at the Dr. Artist Show, too. Licorice root's in the foreign protein cleanse. NAC is all by itself. Right. Get NAC and start taking 2,000 milligrams a day. That's proven to dissolve these blood clots created by these poisons.
So foreign protein cleanse and some Lucy nicotine gum would be two.
Absolutely.
Two animals. There's others. And this
Chapter
book is,
15 is full
hey,
of
this
them.
This is the truth,
all
guys. We've got to get the truth out about what they're doing to us. So get COVID-19 lies and pass that on. Get multiple copies and pass it on.
Also, one of the things at the Dr. Artist Show, you might want to watch the bird flu one. Mm-hmm. They just announced this will be the next pandemic.
Right.
10% to 50% of all people they say are going to die from this. Right. Bird flu. Bird flu was already cured in 2013 using an oil from a seed called black cumin seed oil, Nigella sativa. If you're worried about the bird flu or think you need a vaccine for that, go to the Dr. Artist Show, use your B2T code, and buy the BioDefense. Mm-hmm. It is mostly black cumin seed oil for this very reason. You don't need to get sick from the bird flu. Mm-hmm. You don't need to worry about the bird flu. You don't need a vaccine for the bird flu. Nigella sativa oil was found in 2013.
Wow.
Bird flu.
Is that in the foreign protein cleanse or somewhere else?
Nope, that's in the BioDefense product at the Dr. Artist Show.
BioDefense. Okay, awesome.
There's a whole presentation on the bird flu there. You don't have to worry about that either. There's three things that cure it. Virgin coconut oil, green leaf tea, and Nigella sativa oil.
All right.
All made by God, and you can buy in any grocery store, any health food store, Dr. Artist Show included.
All right, we just want to do a turbo prayer for you. Anything specific come to mind on personal...
Yeah, I want this in the hands of millions. It's already going to be in the hands of hundreds of thousands. I want it in the hands of millions, and I want to see their lives be blessed.
All right, I just want to pray real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Brian Artist. As I pray for the massive amount of protection around him right now, his family, his extended family, his team, and even his future team. Lord, not only protection, but massive blessings on them. All right, ask for a blessing on this book that it amplifies and the truth comes out about the medical cartel, and we are able to get a new health, bring the remnant of a new health system in. I was just talking to Gary Brian and what a special guy, and linked with the Aegis and what is this whole new that blessing on this new healthcare system that's going to be coming. We thank you for that and get this into millions of people's hands so the truth comes out, and use this man in a mighty way for your kingdom even more than he could ask or imagine. And we say these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you guys. Signing off from North Carolina. It's Rick here in Selma, North Carolina, the Reawaken Tour, and I got Mary Crowley here. Thank you so much for taking some time.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here. It's so exciting. Right. There's so many patriots and people all over the country coming here, and I don't know how many of these Reawakens I've done. Yeah. I think it's amazing, every single one. Supposedly, this is the last one.
Yeah, of course, they said that about a few of them.
Yeah.
So we'll see if something happens. I'm sure there's going to be other battles, and I know Clay's not going to give up, so we'll see what happens, but... Guys, we have some special things coming up we want to talk to you about. And I first wanted to address, though, this Mary, and I just love her spirit. So those of you who may not know Mary very well, talk a little bit about how God started speaking to you. I know you did a whole hour show for us on that. But could you summarize that a little bit about how God started speaking to you and how you encourage other people to listen and hear from God?
Sure. Well, in regards to what I'm doing now, when the pandemic hit, you know, of course, California was the first state that shut down. Mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom shut down California, but we never let it shut us down.
Right.
And I woke up May 2nd, 2020. It's a Saturday morning. I remember hearing the voice of God speak to me, and he said, "We won't shut up until you open up, open the heavens." Mm-hmm. And he told me to do 7 baptisms along the western seaboard of the United States, starting at Pirates Cove. And this is where the Jesus movement erupted, I guess, back in the 70s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know much about what the Jesus movement was, but all I know is God spoke to me that there was going to be a greater move of God coming than that. So anyway,
that was a pretty big one if you look back there, right?
Well, and I'm doing the film about Lonnie Frisbee called The Prodigal. And so, we've been working on this stuff for a long time. And many of you that are watching, God has given you promises that you have not seen come to pass. But We have to continue to stay, pray, and obey, mm-hmm. and we're going to see that. So when I did those baptisms, then in 2023, he spoke to me and he said, I want you to start doing events around the country and call it Open the Heavens. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Prophets and Patriots Arise. And mm-hmm. then God said, no, Open the Heavens, let God arise. And so I went like, wow, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. So mm-hmm. we're dealing with battles in the heavenly realms. So he's having us go to these different regions mm-hmm. that I believe God is having us open these portals over regions only as the Holy Spirit leads. We don't try to fight the demonic principalities. Mm-hmm. All we do is we say Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Let the King of Glory come in. Mm-hmm. The very first one was Mount Rushmore. And Donna Rigney and Manuel Johnson and a number of prophets, Juan, and so many people were there. And there was Ashley, Rick, a prophetic sign that happened on Sunday. Everybody, all of us, many of us went down to Mount Rushmore on the stage, and there was a supernatural sign. God brought a little cloud with the face of President Trump in the cloud. It was a
yeah,
symbol.
Somebody took a picture of that, and it went on multiple platforms talking about it. It was Donna and Elijah streams and everything, right? So it was...
Well, I had been doing an interview with Donna Rigney promoting the event, and some woman had seen the interview, sent her an email saying, I believe that this is going to be a significant, you know, meeting. Mm-hmm. And so she basically had this dream where she was in this car with a couple people in the front seat in white hoodies. Mm-hmm. She knew they were to be angels. They pulled up to this structure. She looked up and she knew it was the Mount Rushmore, the monument they call it. And she said she saw Abraham Lincoln and General George Washington, but to the right of Lincoln was Jesus as the Lion of Judah, and to the left was President Donald John Trump. And so then, you know, a bunch of stuff happened, and then basically, you know how dreams go. She said they drove on, they picked up another angel, and the cell phone rang, and the angel answered and said, we won. So mm-hmm. something, as we're doing these events, is causing the kingdom of heaven in the earth realm, that we're battling these things in the spiritual realm, and we're taking the kingdom by force,
Amen.
Which is what God told us to do.
Powerful events. If you can get to one of these events, we got one coming up November 9th in Nampa, Idaho. Don't miss it, because again, we're seeing spiritual opening heavens events happening, and this is important on this area. It's where I grew up in Pocatello, Idaho. This is in Nampa, which is right outside Boise. Easy place to get to. Great flights there. I've got a great deal on hotels as well. But this is going to be the Open the Heavens event. You can get this at MeriCrowley.com, MeriCrowley.com. And you'll see 107 is going to be there. SGNON is going to be there. You even have, obviously, Mary and I am there. You've got Lloyd Brunson of the Brunson case, the Trumpet brothers, right, are there. Just so many other awesome speakers. And you can get in for free. But we really want you to do the $77, usually $97 discounted to before October 31st. Go get your $77 VIP tickets. That allows you to get better seating. Also, some goodies, as well as being able to do an event about an hour and a half of meet all these speakers and come and get pictures with them and talk to us. And those are special events, not only for you, but for the speakers as well, because we are working together to open the heavens together. Again, that is the Open the Heavens event, How the West Was Won, November 9th. It's all the way from 9 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m. Love to see you guys there.
Yeah, and lastly, we have a 10-piece worship band, Dave and Vicki McClellan. They're very well known in the area. Mm-hmm. They've got, and we're going to see the heavens, just the worship. People mm-hmm. are going to get prayer. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a fire tunnel at the end where all the speakers, you're going to all come through, and you're all going to be anointed. It's going to be an incredible time to connect with other patriots and Christians and really make divine connections worldwide. So it's free registration, 77 VIP, which you're going to have, you know, special seating. But also it's an hour and a half meet and greet after the morning session with the speakers. And then we have a VIP online streaming for $19.99. That we're going to have a camera crew in there, and they're going to be speaking to you directly, the speakers, to the VIP streaming. We will stream it on Rumble for free, but this will be a much clearer picture and backstage stuff going on and other things that You know, it helps also sponsor the ministry,
right?
Cover the cost, stuff like that. So anyway, thank you so much, Rick, for having us on.
Yeah.
We are having a great time here doing interviews. It's amazing.
Yeah, so just make sure, again, Mary, M-E-R-I, Crowley.com. Get your $19.99 if you can do it remotely, but try to get there. We'd just love to meet you live and be part of really worshiping together and the power of opening the heavens. That's going to be awesome. I just wanted one last part about that, coming back to my first question. How do you encourage people to hear from God themselves, right?
Well, you know, it says that God speaks to us in a still, small voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it you almost think it's your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to hear really is reading the Word of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as you read the Word, God will speak to you directly through the Word. But, you know, you just have to wait upon the Lord. If you wait upon and just listen, mm-hmm. you know, and be still, all of a sudden, sometimes we rush in and we're like, God, talk to me. But oftentimes He wants us to come and wait before His presence and just be still and know that I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say just be still and wait. And then have a journal there and just a pen and just wait on the Lord. And God will speak to you.
With a renewed mind, right?
With a renewed mind.
From the living and active Word.
Yeah.
Right?
And He started doing a rhyme. He started rhyming through me. So I'm going to do a Mary time with a rhyme. I don't even know what it is. A freestyle Mary time with a rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so the Lord is saying, on this date, I want you to know that this is the hour and this is my show. And God said, and I would like it if you would go. Go to open the heavens. Go there now, for this is the season. You'll say, holy cow, look what the Lord has done, because the gates will be open and it will be time to run. For this is how the West was won, says the Lord. With the sound of a gun, the gates will be open wide and I will bring in my spotless bride. So God said, I don't want you to hide, which is shame, but call upon my name, for this is my game. And God said, I'm bringing you in a season to reign, R-E-I-G-N, for this is the time. I'll do it again, a greater move than you've ever seen. I will give my people back their dream, and I will take down the demonic schemes and bring my people to know that this is the hour I tell you to go, for the greatest show on planet Earth has come to the kingdom now to birth. So open the heavens. It's time to be, to watch the greatest move of God in history.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
See,
I
see,
love that.
It's like God just kind of says, open your mouth and I will fill it.
I love it. Right,
the
right,
Lord's
right.
A dentist.
No, yeah. I love it.
I will fill it.
Open your mouth wide and I will fill it, right? That's what it says.
Amen.
All right. God bless you guys. I'm signing off here from North Carolina. Oh, no. You know what? I always want to pray for people before they go. So anything specific that comes for you personally that these prayer warriors can pray about?
Well, just, you know, if the enemy can't get me, he'll come after my family. Right. So I've had a couple of my children that have been, you know, gone through attack. So you can pray for Jeremy in particular, my son.
Okay. We'll do
so
that.
So Jeremy.
Now.
And, you know, just pray for continued finances. We're building this studio to rival Disney. And, you know, we're just continuing to stay the course. God's our source. And He's going to bring us on a new course. And it's going to be good because it's all about Hollywood. See, there's another rhyme.
All right. I love it. All right, let me lift that up, if you don't mind. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Mary and what she's doing. Lord, I just pray you can just refresh her, continue to just allow her to have the energy and the health that she's going to need to continue all these different large ministries you've given her. It's not just opening the heavens. This is about rivaling Disney with destiny, Lord. So we just pray for a blessing on that right now, that, Lord, you bring in new ideas on not only the Lonnie Frisbee movie, but other things, just like the partnership that's going on with these animation movies, Lord. Other things will come to her, and the financing just comes right behind it, Lord, by the mighty name of Jesus. You're the Jehovah Jireh. Your will, if it's your will, it's your bill, and we know this is your will, Lord. So make that come to fruition, Mary, Lord, in a big way. Use Mary. Continue to give her words that are even more precise, especially when she's praying over other people. It's so encouraging. Allow that encouraging, I call her the encouraging rhyming prophet. Allow her to encourage more and more people and amplify her voice everywhere. Lord, we also just lift up Jeremy, Lord. We just pray that any spirit that's around him that is trying to cause him to be away from the Word of God, Lord, we just right now bind that and send it into the pit and say, do not return nor send anything back in it. And Lord, we ask for just a blessing on his life, that he'll become a mighty man of God, more than he could even ask or think. Lord, thank you for also that Jeremy just gets a hunger for the Word of God.
Yeah.
Lord, that he'll just not even know why, but he'll want to start getting into it. And then the living and active work will do its work through him. Use him in a mighty way, Lord. We cannot wait to see what you do with Jeremy, what you can see you can do with the rest of her household as well. Bless her. Not only protect her household. I also ask for protection around her team right now, her extended team, her future team, and not only protection, but massive blessings. We love you, Lord, so much, and we say these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
God okay, guys. You. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Hope to see you
North
in Idaho.
Carolina. See you in Idaho.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Hey, guys. Josh Templin here at the Reawaken America Tour event in Selma, North Carolina. And I've been a big fan of Rick for a long time. Blessed to teach. He's got an awesome bit of content that he's been sharing for years. And so I've already known Rick for quite a while. And he actually gave me a little tester of this Exodus, and there's a ton of information on this product, obviously, that you'll be able to read and learn about. But I'll tell you, I played football in college, so I have, you know, neck and spine issues that I've been dealing with. I'm almost 40 years old, and I'm starting to feel it, and so I can tell if something's going to make a difference. And I took the sample pack here, and within about 20 minutes I was sitting here just like this at a table, and I started going like this side to side, and I can typically tell if something's, you know, feeling good or bad with my neck, because it's always a little bit inflamed. You know, I have disc degeneration essentially going on, and so I hang on an inversion table daily as part of my regimen to help, you know, decompress my spine, but it's constantly swollen at times. So I noticed it within 20 minutes. I could tell when I leaned side to side, and I could really notice that, you know, I had more movement. And so I could tell right away. I just took advantage of the promotion, and excited to see how I feel within a few days of taking this product. But grateful for Rick and blessed to teach, and very grateful for everyone here at the Reawaken Tour event.
Do you wake up feeling exhausted and struggle just to keep up? Exit the old you. Step into a new realm of vitality and abundance. The promised land of optimal health is within your reach. Introducing Exodus, a powerful blend of 7 biblically inspired ingredients: organic barley grass, wheatgrass, aloe, saffron, cumin, frankincense, and myrrh, each with centuries of proven profound healing properties. Exodus also harnesses cutting-edge molecular hydrogen with a healthy inflammatory response and anti-aging effects at the cellular level. Imagine waking up feeling fresh and invigorated with a profound sense of boundless energy, clarity, balance, and inner peace. Don't settle for anything less than your vibrant, God-given best. Experience the Exodus power of transformation risk-free with our 60-day money-back guarantee. Exit the old you today. Your journey begins at tryexodus.com.
This is Rick here, and we're in Selma, North Carolina, the Reawaken Tour, and I got the blue-haired American here. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, so I heard your, just a little bit of your story, and I know very little, to be honest, and that's my favorite interviews because it's raw.
Let's do it, yeah.
Right? So I love to talk to people about, just give us a little bit of background and how were you awakened to this movement, right? Yep. What are the red pill moments for your blue hairs?
Yeah, right? Oh, man, the red pill moments.
Yeah.
Right, so my name is Kaylin McDonald. Mm-hmm. I'm the blue-haired American. Mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram right now, and I will be on all other platforms here shortly.
Awesome.
But my Instagram account went from 500 followers to 11,000 followers in about 90 days since the first assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I ended up basically giving my testimony, the story that I'll tell you now. I awakened, I would say, probably about 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going through that process. You know, I started out, I wasn't sure about the Donald Trump thing in 2016. I didn't vote for him in 2016. You know, I didn't really know what was going to happen.
That's interesting. Just to let you know, my 17-year-old son kind of red-pilled me in 2015.
Really?
And I didn't vote for Trump in the primaries. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. You know, I was kind of starting to wake up to some things, but, you know, they did so good turning all guns on him, on, you know, with the media and Hollywood as soon as he wanted to come out.
That sure backfired on him, didn't
it? Ooh, didn't it? Didn't it? So I didn't, but, I mean, by the end of 16 or 17, I was was 100% MAGA because, you know,
but
really,
if you back up, you were pretty liberal, right?
I was a staunch liberal.
Woo!
Liberal. So in my testimony on Instagram, I tell everybody that, you know, I've got, I married a woman, blue hair, chakras tattooed up my back, vegan, Prius driving, like the whole thing. Okay. I was a huge mouthpiece for the left.
Wow.
And their biggest mistake was showing their hand. And that's what they did with Donald Trump.
Wow.
You know, when all guns turned, because I was waking up already in about 2015 and I was learning what the corruption was, maybe not so much in government, but in Hollywood and in the media. And so forth, you know, by the time that happened, I had enough precursor to information that I realized when all guns went on him, they told, I mean, that's all I needed to know.
That's why I love bringing people like this on the show that actually really, you know, I would imagine you didn't have, weren't really walking strongly with the Lord at the time, I would guess, right?
No. Well, and, I mean, I've always been very spiritual, but never in one particular religion or another. Okay. So I've always been a bit of a seeker, trying to kind of find, you know, what my spiritual path was. So I've always been very, very spiritual, but at the time, no, I was not walking in a Christian path at all.
And, but there's beautiful people on the left.
Yeah.
I tell you, don't call your left people on the left stupid. They're deceived, right? They're being manipulated. So anyway, go ahead.
So that is literally my message on Blue Haired American is that we have to go back and get the left.
Yes.
You know, the left is, the left has been infiltrated.
Yes.
They're not our enemy. They're they're our friends, our families, our aunts, our uncles, our loved ones.
And our future of the Christian movement, I believe. Much of it.
Exactly, absolutely. And so, you know, when it comes to the corruption, you know, the left, the Democrats are not our enemy. The Democrats have been infiltrated by the enemy, right? So on my platform, a lot of times people will come back in my comments and talk about how the government's corrupt. And I always respond with, the government is not corrupt. The government has been infiltrated and needs to be rescued. So our government is the United States Constitution, the greatest piece of paper ever written by man, you know, in modern history.
Right? It's like
exactly. So the U.S. government is the greatest government on planet Earth in the last 400 years, 400 years, but it's been infiltrated by an enemy and we need to rescue it. And the same goes for, and it's both sides. That's the other thing that I tell everybody. Don't think that your side is the side that, you know, is the side, the right side, right? I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm MAGA because if I make America great again, we make the earth great again. And, you know, we only get out of this together.
I love that. I love that. Because I tell everybody, it's not right versus left. It's we the people versus the cabal.
Amen.
Right?
I always say it's not you versus me. It's us versus them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. See, that's why I love these raw interviews. So talk about, again, some key red pill moments, right? One was the 2015. Anything else?
I mean, from there, it's just been really, no, I was pretty much pretty awake by 2015. Donald Trump, I think, was the political piece for me, you know, and how they did that. So my job has, I've been working in alt media for a long time, different influencers, different documentaries, different things like that. So
take us through that change. I mean, were you still married at that time? What were your friendships? Because I know many people like Gene Hode lost everything, their business, his business, you probably know his story, right? How'd that go for you?
So, for me, my wife and I divorced we got married in 14, we divorced in 15. Okay. So by 2016, I was actually, we can call it divine intervention or whatnot, but I was actually dating a man again. And I've been with men ever since, and I don't really call myself one way or the other. You know, for me, there's no sexual identity. For me, I know that I need a man, and so that's me. I still consider myself part of the LGBT community. I don't know if they consider me part of the LGBT community anymore, but, you know.
It's like that was infiltrated, too.
Oh, 100%. Right? Yeah. We'll get there. In fact, there's, you know, Gays Against Groomer. I'm a huge supporter of that organization because...
Gays Against Groomers.
Gays Against Groomers, if you guys haven't heard of them, please do. The suppression that they're getting on all social platforms, I mean, they're as suppressed as the Epoch Times. Like, I mean, they can't get traction to save their lives.
Right.
But it's pretty much a bunch of LGBT community members that are coming together and saying the grooming of children is this is not us. This is not our
way
community.
Over our line.
Oh
that's,
my goodness! You know, I was I'm an Army veteran. You know, so I served during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I got married in the Obama administration. You know what I mean? So I really thought like it was hard. It was a hard change to have to give up those heroes. You know what I mean? Because it was difficult to serve quietly, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as an Army veteran, I would never support opening it up to trans people,
right.
To trans soldiers, I would say, because it's operational, you know, it's operational effectiveness, right? There's so much that goes into something that dramatic to change your sex, to change your whole life, to change your identity. You can't protect a nation at the same time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Living in the Army, I lived overseas for 2 years. I was stationed in Korea most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard life. I was stationed with an infantry division for 2 years. It's a hard life. There's not much else. Your personal life suffers. Your marriages suffer. That's why divorce is high in the military.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
it's
very hard on your personal life.
Yeah.
Something especially extraordinary like that, the only thing that makes sense is they want to open that up to help weaken the force, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to come out, you couldn't even do PT for 2 to 6 months with all the physical things and all the physical changes that your body would have to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't train, it's just, that's another probably wake up pill on the military side. But Gays Against Groomers, yes, they're an incredible organization, and it's basically gay and lesbian people coming out saying this is not our agenda. Mm. Our community has been hijacked. Our community is being weaponized against everybody else, and we need to fight back to protect the children.
So you take this stance. How did you lose a lot of friends, or how's that gone?
Yeah, so that was another. That was a good wake up pill when I did decide. It's interesting when I came out of supporting Donald Trump in 2017. Yes, my entire life shifted online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was unfriended, I was blocked, I was, you know, and it was supposed to be the side of acceptance and equality and love and light,
tolerance
exactly, that demanded tolerance for their life choices. Did not show any of us tolerance for our life choices. When they didn't agree with my life choice, which was supporting Donald Trump, right? Then all of a sudden I lost tons of friends. I have family members that are still my family members, and we still love each other, but communication broke down, still affected to this day. So yeah, it's definitely, you have to go through a process where there's a word I don't want to say. It's not a cleansing, you know what I mean? But almost you're cleansed. Like, you get cleansed out of other people's lives.
Right.
You know? But I also think that because I'm a military intelligence veteran, like, that's why I'm very big on the mind control industrial complex. Because really, psychological warfare is a formidable foe. Like, it is a formidable enemy. It's a formidable weapon. And as we can see now, if you can't roll over the borders in tanks, you can infiltrate. And through psychological warfare, you know, you can basically ignite a country to implode on itself, which I think is what we're seeing today.
Color revolution right against us.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So color. So tell us how the blue hair happened.
The hair, right.
Yeah.
So I've actually been dyeing my hair like this for probably about 11 years.
Oh, really?
Since before it was taken over or hated by either side.
Right.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time.
Okay.
My first time I dyed my hair was 2013.
Okay.
So I stubbornly kept it because I'm not going to let either side tell me what to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
you
know what I mean? So I kind of
like
stubbornly kept it. And then I started to, you know, God really genuinely put it on my heart that I need to use my visual identity to go back and get the left. Because if you look at me, if the left looks at me, I look familiar.
Right.
If the right listens to me, I sound familiar.
You're right.
So if I can get everybody to walk over my back to come back, you know what I mean? And just like talk to each other again, then that's what I have to do.
All right.
So, and then I had a friend in Scotland that used to call me the blue-haired American. So it just kind of stuck. And then I changed my IG to that. And then after the first assassination attempt, it just, the account took off, so I said, let's go.
So why did it take off, do you think? What were some of the things that you talk about, the assassination attempt?
No, well, I mean, of course I did. You know, I definitely put it on my IG account, but I was running my IG as more of a personal account at that time.
I gotcha. Okay.
Really, when it took off was probably somewhere within a few weeks of that time, I created a video with my testimony. And literally, my testimony
really did it.
Yeah, okay. My testimony video is really just me pleading with the left to not listen to either side, not listen to the media. Don't listen to Trump. Don't listen to Harris. Don't listen to anybody. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me, your friends, your family. Because we are obviously not Nazis. We are obviously not, you know what I mean? We would never hurt, you know, a hair on anybody's head. And we support Donald Trump. Ask us why.
Yeah.
You know, I'm basically trying to, like, break through the psychological warfare to get them to reconnect. Exactly. Exactly. To get them to reconnect to their friends and family.
So that is so awesome. And so spiritual walk.
Yeah.
And so to have, because I know there's a lot of judgmentalism that's a problem with religion, right? I didn't know how's that gone for you there.
You know, it's interesting because I moved to Scotland 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved back 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I actually moved up my moving back so that I could be home and in person for the election.
Okay.
And I literally landed here from Scotland 2 days ago.
Wow.
and then welcome. Set up my first conference pretty much.
By the way, I have two people that are on my backstage platform from from England and Australia here.
Oh, nice. Lovely. So, yeah.
So we got an international conference
there you go.
Here in North Carolina.
Amen.
But go ahead.
So I ended up in Scotland, and for 2 years, every Scot that I met would always ask me the same question. Why Scotland? And my answer up until the day I left was, I don't know yet. You know what I mean? I just knew that's where God wanted me, and what ended up happening was I ended up going through a Christian pilgrimage, to be honest, which was quite fascinating. And I've been places like Iona Abbey. I've been studying some of the Celtic saints. I've been studying the different denominations in Scotland. Mm-hmm. I was a member, not a complete member. I was a welcomed guest at the Free Church of Scotland on the Isle of Lewis, where I was living. And I've just been studying the Bible pretty much for the last year and a half.
Awesome. That's where the truth is.
It is, and what's really interesting, and that's another, they showed their hand. So for me with the Bible, because again, I don't want to, I hope I don't offend you or any of your listeners. I just want to give you guys the truth, and this is where I am. I follow Christ, but I don't call myself a Christian because I'm still
your disciple searching.
I'm still seeking. You know what I mean? I'm still seeking. And there's still a lot of things with doctrine in certain churches that I've been through that I just don't agree with.
Right.
And no matter how much I want to agree with, I don't. So out of respect for Christians, I consider myself a guest. You know what I mean? And I do that out of respect.
Yeah.
Because when I make that decision for myself, then that'll be different. But but I've been a guest now, a fervent guest for about 2 years. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
No, it's been really incredible.
Do you feel judged at all during this time from specific denominations or anything?
So, over time, I see judgment on both sides.
Right.
The left will judge me if I want to go to church, and the right will judge me if maybe I tell them I was married to a woman. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I can get judgment from both sides. Luckily, I'm just always kind of been fundamentally stubborn, so I'm going to do it anyways. You know what I mean? No matter what I want to do. I'm really just trying to follow where God's leading me.
Good.
And
so
that's
the message
that's
I've been getting
truth.
Real strong from the Lord here over the last 3 months is get close to Him so that you can hear from Him, so that you can know what your calling is and His specific path He has for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be different for everybody, and He's going to have His path. And He's got you on an awesome path right now.
Yeah,
right?
I hope so.
I hope so.
That's one of the things about the big wake-up call for me with Christianity was, I had some, I would say, out of the ordinary experiences with some demonic influences, and I've been working, my business partner's been in ministry for a while, so he's been, a real good guide to kind of help me with things, and there's some things I can't explain that the Bible made go away, you know what I mean? So what's been really...
That's a pretty big testimony right there.
I mean, it really is,
Yeah.
Now, again, that's why I still differentiate the church from the Bible right now. Because for me, that's just where I am in my journey. And I don't want to... I almost don't want to get too close to any church right now because I feel like I can't... I don't want to be spooked off from the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, I need it so badly right now.
Yeah,
and it's done so many incredible things. All the history is there.
Yeah.
There's so much there.
It is.
But that was...
It's living and active is what Hebrews talks about. It's a living and active word.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yes.
It's incredible. And the big thing for me is the Bible and Christianity is no different from the Donald Trump situation. Even when I was against Christianity as a liberal... Mm-hmm. I knew I had to admit, because I'm an intellectual, I had to admit that there was a war against it.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so by the time I got to this point in my life, I said, what are they trying to keep me from? What do they not want me to see in that book? So now it's like, okay, literally, because you don't want me to see it, that's all I'm going to read now. You know what I mean? Literally, because you don't want me to vote for him, that's what I'm going to vote for. At this point, that's all I need to know.
Right.
So that's been, again, they just continue to show their hands. Because I think they're in the death rattle. And right now that, COVID woke up people, Trump woke up people, the war on Christianity is waking up people. So I think they're just in the death rattle. So they're just throwing everything at us they can. But that for me is the breadcrumbs, you know.
Yeah, and I just want my audience to understand that, you know, when Kim Clement, one of the prophetic words, I don't know if you've followed him at all, mm-hmm. but his daughter is right two tables down there.
Yeah.
Don Agate Clement Petruska.
Okay.
And he will probably the most famous modern day prophet. He passed away in 2016.
Mm.
But he prophesied, and even Mary Crowley over here, another prophet, prophesied that the LGBT community, because they're so passionate, once they come to understand the truth of the biblical text and the truth of who Jesus is, the relationship with him, they're going to become some of the best evangelical movement ever. Right?
Interesting. Yeah.
And so, so I just really think that you're onto something here special, right?
Yeah.
To bring that there. So
at the end of the day, we just all need to understand that we only make it out of this together.
Yeah.
Either way, and I would say that to the right as fervently as I would say it to the left. You know what I mean? Like, we only make it out of this together. We are not each other's enemies.
Right.
And the more we think we are, and the more we even if we get into judgments and so forth, the more we play into the enemy's hand.
Yeah.
The enemy on earth and the enemy off earth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in the enemy in the spiritual realm. So
I love
only make it out of this
walk,
together.
So keep, you're in the right focus, by the way. Just keep focused on the biblical word. It's the living and active word, right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I always like to end, because it's a bunch of Christian patriots here who will pray for you. So
please, would welcome it.
First of all, just remind me of the name, so everybody knows your name that we're praying for. It's Kath.
Brand is Blue Haired American. My name is Kaylin McDonald.
Kaylin.
Yeah, Kaylin.
That's cool.
Thank you.
So, okay. So, Kaylin McDonald. So anything specific for Kaylin that we can pray about?
You know, really, everything in my life right now has been geared to coming back to help for the election. So there's nothing else I would want you to pray for more than a free, fair, and transparent election.
Okay. Anything personal at all?
Always my family.
Your family.
And my friends that have become my family. So
okay. That sounds good.
Friends
sounds
and family.
Good. Do you mind if I pray with you now?
Please
on that?
Do. No.
Okay. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Kaylin McDonald and her passion for you, Lord. We just pray that you you just be close to her and allow the living and active word to just penetrate to her soul and spirit and through the joints and marrow, and just discerns her heart completely, where she's able to just understand exactly what you want her to learn in this multifaceted word of God that you've given us. Thank you for that word of God, Lord, by the way. And we just want to honor what she's asked for, right, Lord? And that is the ability to... for this election to go the way where we get our land back, Lord. It's not just the United States, but Scotland and other countries around the world will be freed from this tyranny and have liberty and freedom to have the freedom of religion, so people can actually go on this same spiritual walk that Kaylin's on right now, Lord. And we just ask for protection for her, her family, her friends that she just talked about, Lord, and not just protection, but huge blessings for them as well. We just thank you for that. And we pray that she just feels the Holy Spirit come across her. And you talk about in Acts 3:19, this times of refreshing. Pray that she just refresh her right now. That she has a great night's sleep and wake up with the joy of the Lord, with an inquisitive heart for your word, Lord. Keep that in her. And that may many of our friends and family just get a hunger for your word, just like she has, Lord. We love you, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so, thank you. Lovely.
So we are signing off from North Carolina.
Do you wake up feeling exhausted and struggle just to keep up? Exit the old you. Step into a new realm of vitality and abundance. The promised land of optimal health is within your reach. Introducing Exodus, a powerful blend of 7 biblically inspired ingredients. Organic barley grass, wheatgrass, aloe, saffron, cumin, frankincense, and myrrh. Each with centuries of proven profound healing properties. Exodus also harnesses cutting-edge molecular hydrogen with a healthy inflammatory response and anti-aging effects at the cellular level. Imagine waking up feeling fresh and invigorated with a profound sense of boundless energy, clarity, balance, and inner peace. Don't settle for anything less than your vibrant, God-given best. Experience the Exodus power of transformation risk-free with our 60-day money-back guarantee. Exit the old you today. Your journey begins at tryexodus.com.
This is Rick here in the great state of...
We are in North Carolina.
North Carolina at the Reawaken Tour. It's so fun to have Pastor Art Pulowski here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me again. And I just want you to know and your listeners and your viewers how grateful we are as a family for your prayers and your support. So thank you so much for suffering with us, for standing with us, for lifting us up to the heavenlies. because it meant so much to us. And I'll never forget the feelings I had when I was imprisoned, feeling physically the prayers. So thank you for them.
Yeah, it was so awesome. I just remember getting Julie Green's prophetic word about you, and I texted your number right away. I'm sure you got a lot. Your wife got a lot of them.
And eventually we got it back, and my lawyer.
So the three times were all prison times that they took all the papers away from you? Wow. So you had no rights whatsoever. They took everything away from you.
No, they broke so many human rights, international human rights, our own constitutional rights, charter rights and freedom gone, and of course criminal codes. They broke criminal code multiple times with me.
Wow. Hey, so would you...
Says multiple arrests, so in and out of jail, in and out of the court. I actually spend more time in court with lawyers than in a church as a pastor during this time. So when the COVID showed up, I was obviously, there was no brainer for me. I've seen this movie before. This is the same tactics.
So COVID just put it on steroids, what you were already experiencing. Right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And of course, growing up, you know, behind the Iron Curtain, I've seen this in Poland, and I've learned from my grandparents and the older generation about the Nazis, what they've done. So I start away. So what we do, we have a regular church building where people come and worship, and you know, it's sermons, teaching. But we also have a church for the homeless people, for the poor, where we feed thousands of people every single week. And it was that activity. Imagine, it was me feeding the poor in the middle of this greatest attack, or arrested and charged criminally for inciting people to come to church, officiating an illegal gathering, participating in illegal gathering. I mean, this is insanity at the highest levels, but that's what happened. And we kept fighting inside jail, outside, lawyers, courts. Eventually, I was found guilty on terrorism. I spent a year and a half on house arrest, 50 days in prison, transferred, kidnapped by sheriffs, taken to Maxbot for the most dangerous terrorists in the land. I mean, insanity after insanity. But all of that is in the book, and this is, today is the first day. This is the day that we are launching.
The launch day.
Right?
All right. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
And you can get your copy at Amazon.com. If you're in Canada, Amazon.ca. And you can get your copy. Or if you're in America, this is for American people. You can get it directly.
I'm hoping I don't have that backwards. No, you can do it. That's perfect.
If you click this QR link, it will take you to our publisher, and you can get your copy directly. Yeah, so I'm super excited.
I'll try to put that link in the description as well. So I'll go grab that and put it in the description. So that is awesome. So take us back to the time that you got the Julie Green prophetic word and
6 hours straight. It was insane. But eventually they would let me out because you got to remember there was a big backlash, international backlash. There was a protest, believe it or not. Every single day I was on the inside, there were people outside the prison blasting speakers, praying, organizing protests, organizing Jericho March.
They were going around seven times?
They were going around seven times.
Blowing the shofars?
Blowing the shofars, the whole nine yards. So that freaked the
code. And also, if they're going to find your sermons and everything, what's the best place to go to?
Yeah, probably Arthur Pulaski on Rumble.
Okay.
I'm posting stuff. I had a huge YouTube channel.
There's not an H in there, right? It's Artur.
ArturPawlowski. Pastor Arthur Pulaski.
Right.
My big YouTube channel, I had millions of views. They took it down.
Right.
Of course, it's Canada.
You can't tell truth about COVID. You can't do that. Or you can't talk about election fraud.
Into your country. When he shows up with all of those things.
Yes. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I usually end by asking you what you need prayer for, which I want to do. But I know you have a powerful prayer just for the Christian patriots out there that may be hurting. Would you mind just saying a quick prayer for them?
So, Father God, I bless everyone that is watching and listening to this podcast. I bless them, keep them, protect them. Father God, I pray that your perfect will would manifest in their lives. Father God,
like.
I I would like people to keep praying a simple prayer that God's perfect will would keep manifesting in our lives. Because, you know, Arthur Pulaski wants this and Arthur Pulaski wants that. We all have our own desires and ambitions and plans and the things that we think we need. But ultimately, in the end of the day, is God, not my will, but thy will. What do you want? Because I'm telling you, Arthur Pulaski, there were many prisoners. Actually, I think I broke some kind of a record in prison because I had every inmate in my unit at my church services, every single one would come. Muslims. You got to remember, I spent time with the hardcore criminals, Muslims, thieves, gun for hire, a bank robber. There was a drug trafficker, human trafficker. Yes. They didn't want this. You see, here I'm including the judges, the crown prosecutor, the politicians, the background story, the attempted bribery. You know, they lit my house on fire. They tried to burn our churches down. All those things are included here, and I'm naming them.
Wow.
I'm telling you who those people are by name.
Yeah.
So they don't want that.
That is Lions Do Not Bow. And the subtitle is the...
And I hope that the book will inspire others, will spark that courage in people's hearts.
Yes, I just love it. I just love it. Well, let me lift you up. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Pastor Art Pulaski, Lord Arthur Pulaski, Lord. And thank you for son as well, who just became a big man of faith here lately. And how this evil has been used for your purposes, Lord. And that's what Pastor Art's... prayer is for him and others, Lord.
What happened was March of 2020, I had this short dream, like I was face to face with Jesus, and he said to me, you need to treat your patients for free. And I didn't know what to say. I was like, well, my reply was, well, I don't know how I can do that because I don't own the hospital.
Right.
And he said, well, I healed the blind for free. And then he kind of smiled, and I woke up, the dream was over. It was just like three sentences. That was it.
I healed the blind for free.
Exactly. Their doctor would tell them, well, there's no treatment for COVID. Don't come to my office. And if you can't breathe, go to the emergency room.
Yeah. Wait till you're almost dead.
Right? Wait till you're half dead before you get treatment. And that was the official policy from Fauci, was no treatment until after you're in the hospital. For 2 years, that was the official policy. And it never made any sense. You cannot reduce hospitalizations if you don't treat someone until after they're in the hospital.
Yeah.
So it was always common sense to me that that was bad medicine. Everything Fauci was promoting was wrong. And so I just started trying to treat people with what tools we had. We knew that COVID caused clots, so use anti-clotting drugs. We knew COVID caused inflammation, so use anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm. So it was just common sense to use these simple, old repurposed drugs. And so that's what I just started doing. And over time, I started asking for donations. And then in July of 2020, I registered the domain name myfreedoctor.com. In October 2020, I went to the America's Frontline Doctors at the Supreme Court event. I did an interview with One America News, and in like a week, I had 1,000 new patients. So I quickly realized, I need more doctors to help. So I had other doctors join the team. And some of these doctors are well-known. Some of them like to stay under the radar, you know. Some of the doctors that were with us early on were doctors like Ryan Cole and Pierre Corey and Peter McCullough and some of the others. And we just did what we could to help people as best as we could. And over time, you know, fast forward to now, we've done over 300,000 free doctor visits to America. We've only lost 6 patients. So I tell people we have settled the science. We have proven multiple drug early treatment works with a 99.99% survival rate. So why would you take an experimental mRNA gene therapy shot? It never made any sense. That was where I kind of got into hot water, because December of 2020, I warned everybody, do not take these shots. There's no way they're going to be safe. And lo and behold, what we're seeing now from the shots, they're just causing mayhem all over, killing people, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, cancers. Me personally, my family had a sister-in-law, took 2 Pfizers. 6 months later, she got diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She died.
Wow.
Uncle took Moderna. 2 weeks later, he had a major heart attack, almost died. I have a brother-in-law, took 2 Pfizer shots. He just had to have his kidney cancer cut out a few months ago. He's not out of the woods yet. So that's 3 of my immediate family members that had bad outcomes from these shots.
They didn't listen to you.
Well, basically, you know, I tried to warn everybody as best I could. But what happened when I tried to warn everybody is I kept getting banned. I got banned everywhere. I got banned from Facebook, from Twitter. Had over 30 Twitter accounts banned. I even got banned from LinkedIn. That's why I tell people I'm basically the most banned doctor in the world. And why did they ban me? Because I was treating people for free and warning people not to take poison.
Yes.
That's the reality of what happened.
They don't have a model to make money on that.
Correct.
Off you there.
And what was weird was some of the doctors, I told them about this idea. I was like, y'all should treat people for free too. I challenged other doctors. I called it the hashtag physician challenge. There's 1.1 million doctors in America. In March of 2020, I issued the physician's challenge. It's like, why don't all of us treat patients for free, and we'll see who can get 50 states first. Well, I got the 50th state on the last day of the year, December 31st. I got a patient in Rhode Island. So that's when I became the first MD to treat patients for free all 50 states.
Wow. Congratulations.
It was a great blessing. God has totally blessed me. And, deciding to treat people for free and telling people not to take the poison shots were the two most important medical decisions I made in my career as a physician.
Yeah.
And I've just been blessed in so many ways since then. I've made a lot of great friends all over the world. And, recently I was talking with RFK Jr. I met him at the Defeat the Mandates event back in January of 22. And he's teamed up with Trump, and he's promoting the Make America Healthy Again agenda. And I called him, and I'm like, I really support this Make America Healthy Again agenda, but I would like you to help, get word to Trump. Trump should appoint me as the next U.S. Surgeon General. And, sometimes if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what Trump needs is he needs to appoint doctors in positions of power that are not captured by the woke mind virus pushing the poison agenda.
Right.
The liberals, I call it PC insanity. It's almost a cult. It's like the new opiate of the masses. Political correctness is the most successful brainwashing in human history.
No question.
It just convinced 5 billion people to take poison. That's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this weird, we don't need doctors corrupted by political correctness in power positions. We need doctors that follow the real science. They follow fake science. They claim people can change their sex.
Rockefeller science.
Nobody can change their sex. They claim men can get pregnant. Men do not get pregnant. Poison is not a vaccine. So we need doctors who actually follow the real science in these power positions, like head of the CDC, head of NIH, and certainly at Surgeon General. So I'm telling people, I'm just campaigning to be Surgeon General. Now, it's not something you normally campaign for, but if Trump doesn't know my name, he can't appoint me to that position.
Right. And it's Dr. Ben Marble.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Ben Marble out there. Get his name out. Make sure you share this. Make sure you get this get this out so people else can see it. And again, myfreedoctor.com.
.com, yes, sir.
Pretty good. M-Y, right? Myfreedoctor.com. So, and that's just such a beautiful model. And obviously everybody would ask, well, how do you survive, right? How do you pay your bills? And it's basically you give a free doctor appointment and you got some donations, but then you have a model where people would just,
it's a pay it forward model. About 2/3 of people donate, about 1/3 don't. Average donation is around $90.
Okay.
So it works. We leave insurance out of the equation. So it's a keep. My dad was military. He used to drill this into my head. Keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
The keep it simple, stupid model. And that's what I've made with this streamlined system.
Hey, donate what you can.
Donate. If you can donate, great. If you can't, that's fine. We'll treat you either way.
Right.
And it works. We, by the grace of God, we're still alive treating patients for free.
In all 50 states now.
In all 50 states. It's been a battle.
Yeah. So I imagine not only do you get banned, I imagine they also attack you in different ways as well, right?
Had 5 states try to take my license. Mm-hmm. They failed. Multiple of our doctors have had state medical boards trying to take their license, which is getting to a point. It's the Federation of State Medical Boards, which is basically a cabal that tries to keep doctors under their thumb of the corrupt system. Now, this is where we're working on a new idea, which is I just got board certified with the First Nations Medical Board, which is affiliated with the Crow Indian Tribe, and that will allow me to treat tribe members in all 50 states with one license. The tribe's working on setting up a pharmacy. Once that's set up, then I can start treating patients in all 50 states with my tribal license. Mm-hmm. Outside of the purview of the medical board, the normal broken system.
Wow.
So we're trying to create this new system working with the tribes, because here's the thing, if you look at it like this, the country's been around 200 something years. Mm-hmm. Lawyers make laws. There's millions of laws on the books. Mm-hmm. 90% of them go unenforced, and all they do is keep making more laws, making the bureaucracy deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Well, the beauty of the tribal system is they're their own sovereign nation. They get to make their own rules outside of the broken system.
Right.
And so we're trying to harness the power of that to work with the tribes to help as many people as we can.
Right.
And that's the plan going forward. And I think that we're going to be able to build a new system around the tribes. And the tribes may basically wind up saving a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to do that.
That's amazing. What a turnaround, right? So we kind of treat them terrible, put them in reservations, and to have them come back and actually save us from a health system
that's trying to
poison.
Kill us.
Yeah, yes. that is awesome.
It really is.
That's God.
I'm glad you get that
and understand that because
it is incredible. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's I tell people that God is just continuing to bless me.
That is awesome. So action items here, obviously, share this to where more people will understand about who Dr. Ben Marble is. I mean, do you have some social media now after being banned everywhere?
I'm on X as Benjamin Marble, but it's
Benjamin Marble. Okay.
Yeah, if you look under there, X is probably the one platform I use the most. Mm-hmm. It's the most effective. But I am also on Facebook. But if you want to get a hold of me, people can email me, benmarblemd@gmail.com. Or go to myfreedoctor.com and just send a message to our staff.
Okay, good. So let's get this name out there. And the second action is make sure your friends and family are not going to the big pharma doctor, right? If you have any issues, just go to myfreedoctor.com. Is there some things that they should go and not go to you for?
Well, you know, like if you have a laceration and you need stitches, we can't do that by telemedicine.
Right.
If it's telemedicine appropriate, we can handle it.
Okay.
And we have doctors covering all the states. So as long as it's telemedicine appropriate, some things aren't. You know, if you need a heart transplant, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But there are the things that we can handle and can do. We also, you know, a lot of people need vaccine exemptions. Vaccine exemptions, mask exemptions.
Okay.
We do those as well.
Okay, that's awesome. And then I imagine you're using more naturalistic approaches now.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You know, trying to come up with all over-the-counter protocols over time, because when you're relying on the prescription model now, like, you know, certainly I write prescriptions for ivermectin pretty much on a daily basis, but those are older repurposed drugs. The newer drug, like Paxlovid, don't take Paxlovid. I call it Paxlovid. It's a bad drug. Don't take it. All it does is make big pharma a lot of money. A lot of people take it, and then week two they get rebound illness. It's a bad. Oh, it's a derivative of ivermectin. Why would you take Paxlovid when you can take ivermectin? It's way cheaper.
Makes no
sense. So they're pushing all these bad products, and you know that was they only started offering that because they, you know, the other side knew we were offering early treatment with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So they were like, we got to come up with something. Okay, let's put Paxlovid out there, and then they started pushing early. Suddenly, as soon as the week Paxlovid came out, suddenly they were all on board with early treatment. They just totally flip-flop.
Just like that weight loss drug, too. That's just
horrible,
right?
That's going to be a 1-800-BAD-DRUG commercial eventually.
Yeah.
The new semiglutides and all that.
Yeah, it's
inevitable. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, they paralyze the intestines. That's how they work.
So it's a lizard drug. Right? It's a drug that actually paralyzes your stomach, right?
Yeah. It's derived from, from the Gila monster? Gila monster? Or one of the poisonous lizard venoms. It's crazy.
They're putting venoms in us everywhere.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, so, all right. And so now, I got a Christian Patriot audience that loves to just pray. So
sure, absolutely.
Anything specific for Ben Marble or your family or anything that specific that we can pray for?
Well, just that we keep getting to do what we're doing, which is keep, you know, delivering free doctor visits and keep this model alive. Certainly, there's been a battle with the pharmacists. It's an ongoing battle. Medical board is trying to take doctors' licensing. So just pray that we can keep doing what we've been doing.
Right. Okay. That's great.
It would be what I would pray and hope for. Certainly, if you know, pray that Trump will make me Surgeon General, or, you know,
I love that,
why not? We got to have doctors in these positions of power that are not corrupted by this evil brainwashing is what it is. You know, political correctness is really inherently, it's Satanism. That's what it is.
They're anti-God for 100% sure. Yeah, you're
absolutely
right. So that demons are everywhere. All right, well, let me lift you up in prayer.
Thank you, sir.
Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Dr. Ben Marble, Lord, and we just pray that his name gets amplified just to allow that, whatever he submitted to
to RFK Jr. to be read and assimilated and appreciated, Lord, and just lift his name up into to where Trump understands this and make him Surgeon General, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, if that's it, if that is your will, Lord, just make that happen by the supernatural power that you have. Make different events that happen where people, other people are going, and there's multiple people talking about Dr. Ben Marmo being Surgeon General to Trump. It's not just one. It's not just RFK Jr. It's other people start talking about him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then also protect him in that role, Lord, and for his himself, his family, his extended family, his team, his future team, Lord, just protect them and not only protect them, but bless them in a mighty way as well. And Lord, we do. We ask that this MyFreeJDoctor.com, you'll just amplify that completely and that it'll continue, that all these evil spirits, these evil forces that are trying to stop him, we say no to those by the mighty name of Jesus. In fact, we bind the rulers and authorities and powers of this dark world that are trying to keep Ben off his path, and we loose angels of rank, all rankings of division to help him keep on his path, Lord. Bless this man. Bless everything he touches. Allow these new, all these new solutions that are coming up to be something that blesses the people that he's serving, that all the other doctors are serving. Bring a new doctors with a right heart to help expand this as well, to where more than he could even ask or imagine come to actually be treated for free. Lord, we love you, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you,
and,
sir.
And we are signing off here from North Carolina.
Transform your health with the power of light. Introducing the future of natural healing. Backed by years of research and testimonials from health professionals, our quantum energy infrared light harnesses the scientifically proven benefits of red and infrared light therapy. Designed for those who value holistic health practices, our device offers a non-invasive, drug-free method to support your body's natural healing processes. Visit QEstrong.com now to discover how quantum energy can revolutionize your health routine. Experience deeper sleep, enhanced muscle recovery, reduced inflammation, and improved skin health, all with just a few minutes of use each day. Join the thousands who have already discovered the life-changing benefits of quantum energy.
Unlock the healing power of light. Visit QEstrong.com and enter code B2T at checkout to get your quantum energy infrared light today.
It's Rick here. We're in Salem, North Carolina at the Reawaken Tour, and I got Alex Stone of the Alex Stone Show, right?
Rick, thanks so much for having me on. This has been a ride, a journey for sure for the past 3 years of going to Reawaken America tours, and I'm just glad to be here with you.
Yeah, it's been so exciting. I just love the fact that I know General Flynn really latched on to you as well, and here, all us old men, we are really trying to see the younger generation getting into this movement, and I just love your love for the Bible, as well as the Holy Spirit being active nowadays. We always talk about that, right?
Absolutely.
But for those of you who might not know you, introduce yourself a little bit in background.
Yeah, well, Rick, thanks so much once again for having me on. My name is Alex Stone. I'm the host of the Alex Stone Show, and I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, including the things that most Christians do not like to discuss, such as politics. I've been doing it since I was 15 years old. I'm 20 now, so to do the math, right. It's 5 years. It's insane
it's
to think about. I've been
doing
this for five freaking years. It's like, what, thank you, Jesus, that you've, kept me in it for this long. But in doing my show, I've had the opportunity to, go across the United States, preach the gospel, tell people about Jesus, the fact that Jesus has changed my life, saved me, and that he can change your life too, right? So I've talked about that on just across the world, the United States on stage, but also been able to connect with amazing patriots, amazing Christians like General Flynn, who you mentioned, Roger Stone, Kerry Lake, all kinds of amazing people who love God, love our nation, and want to see us back to Scripture, back to the Bible, back to God.
Amen, amen. And so Kerry Lake needs some prayer, okay, because those voting machines are going to work against her. So we need a miracle there, right?
Absolutely.
Have you? How did you meet Kerry?
Yeah, no, that was a God thing as well, meeting her. I was volunteering at a President Trump rally in Iowa, and for some reason she was there. But I was volunteering there. I was doing the parking, and everyone was coming in where President Trump's motorcade was supposed to come on. So I had to redirect them away from that.
So
it was dead traffic because everyone loves President Trump, and there's a lot of people at his rally.
Right.
So it was totally stopped. and I'm looking at the cars, having
dead
nothing to
busy.
Do. Like
yeah,
super,
yeah,
like yeah, it was yeah. super, like no one was moving anywhere.
Right,
right.
But there was a huge line. Right.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah. So, what I did is I was looking at the cars and I see inside of one of them with their window down, Carrie Lake.
Right.
Now this was like just after she had decided to run for governor.
Right.
So I had, like I don't know how I knew who she was because I live in Missouri.
Right.
But I recognized her right. somehow, some way, and right. I think it was the Holy Spirit. And so I'm like, I only have this opportunity once.
Right.
So I go up to the car. I'm like, hey, are you Carrie Lake? And she's like, yes. How do I know who I? How you? How do you know who I am? And I say, I just pay attention. So then I gave my whole podcast spiel, and we connected. I got her team's social media and whatnot.
Awesome.
And then about a month later, when I go to Arizona for Thanksgiving, I interview in person, and I've been able to interview her another time after that as well, right before she decided to run for U.S. Senate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my Carrie Lake story, but
yeah, that's awesome.
Totally cool, totally God thing.
Yeah, so tell us about the Gerald Flynn story.
Oh, man. So
that's another God
I mean,
story.
I guess starting to come to the Reawaken America tour is the reason for that. I just... doing my podcast, getting connected with Clay and getting connected with the people around Clay and around the Reawaken America tour. I became friends with General Flynn and met him, and we started doing some things together. He's come on my show many times and talked, and we've collaborated on some projects here and there. But he's been really, really a good friend, a good patriot. Man, he is someone that not only loves this country, but he doesn't just love America. He loves Americans. He wants to help Americans
and the young.
Yeah,
young
exactly.
Americans.
He gets it. He gets
right.
it. He gets the importance of getting the young people involved. And so he helped me with an initiative called Operation Z. Didn't really work out the way that we wanted it to, but the fact that he was even willing to help, and come on in, like. This guy's the retired 3-star general, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the first national security advisor for President Trump. He's willing to help me, a 20-year-old, at the time a 19-year-old kid, with a project. Like, what? That's insane.
Yeah.
But it shows his heart. It shows his kindness and his character, which has been amazing.
Yeah, that is so cool. So, where's the best social media to find you, and also video when they're watching your video?
Yeah, the best social media to find me on is X at Stone J Alex. And actually, I'll give you guys an interesting story about my X account. In August, I was scrolling through my email, and I see an email from an organization that's adjacent to Kamala Harris's campaign. They were offering me $150 to support Kamala Harris. Well, I'm a college student and I need money, but I don't need money that bad. So I said, absolutely not. So I posted the screenshot. I'm like, hey, Kamala Harris's campaign is paying people $150 to support her.
Uh-huh.
And that goes semi-viral, like 500,000 views in one day.
On X. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then later that night,
mm-hmm.
I receive another bribe.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's like a massive, like, I mean, for, you know,
a college student.
College student, it's pretty massive. $130,000 bribe.
Whoa.
To just shut up, be quiet about the election, stop talking about everything.
Wow.
Just basically stop talking on X. And you know, I would have taken it lightly if
that
it weren't for what he does. And this guy, he works for Google,
uh-huh.
he works for Spotify, he works for Adidas. He works for election campaigns, and he's followed by Barack Obama on Twitter. I find that very, very intriguing.
Yeah.
That the same day that Kamala Harris's campaign reaches out to me, offers me money to support Kamala Harris, and I say no, later that day I get hush money. They say to shut up about the election, about Donald Trump. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
So I rejected the offer.
Right.
And I said, no,
that,
absolutely
that's
not.
That's creepy is what that is.
I agree.
That's dark money coming into the system.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I turn it down. I post it on my X account, and it blows up, like, super viral. I go from 19,000 followers. I went to bed with 19,000 followers. I woke up 6 hours later with 43,000 followers.
Wow.
And now I'm at 53K and climbing.
That's awesome. But say the handle again.
At Stone J Alex. Stone J Alex. Stone J Alex. Sorry. Wow, I messed that up. StoneJAlex.
Awesome. That's awesome. So make sure you're following him on next. Let's get that up.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. And then if they want to watch your show, what's the best
place?
And
then on Rumble, you can also find that at the Alex Stone Show.
Rumble's the best place. Yep. Yeah, he can't. Yeah, that's been a blessing because it's like we can't tell truth almost anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Right? It's like
you're absolutely right.
Variety on used to be on too.
Yep.
Is that still there?
I don't even know.
Okay. Yeah, they don't get as much traffic, but we just want to let you know that this is the type of stuff we need to really push and follow. If you wouldn't mind following and sharing this, Alex on Rumble. Let's get the number up as well because we need to amplify each other's voice to get this out. And so I also want to just bring up cessation theology because I think that's the biggest poison we have in the church is cessation theology as well as teaching that people can't have demons that are Christians, right? We need deliverance. We have flesh. And if we don't have the activity of the Holy Spirit, it's just a really bad theology. So talk about your experience and grappling with that.
Yeah, dude, that's a long conversation. You know, I grew up cessationist and believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Actually, thought it was like demonic or creepy or whatever.
Okay.
And then I went to basically I put it in a nutshell. I went to the Reawaken America tour. Saw people getting healed, saw people, speaking in tongues. I'm like, there's no way this is real. Like, this has to be fake.
Right. Was that like in a Julie Green line or Amanda Grace line? Or can you remember?
It was before Julie was even part. It was like the third one they ever did in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
But I went to it. I'm like I hear Bishop Leon Benjamin on stage speaking in tongues. I'm like, this is so fake. And then I start getting connected with people like Dr. Mark Sherwood and those kinds of people, and they're praying for me and
it's drill. Their love for you is real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And I just after that event, I began to realize how real the spiritual realm is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I knew it before, but it's like even more real than I can even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the idea that Satan works in the United States of America and all over the world, but Jesus doesn't, come on. That we have the Holy Spirit, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave lives inside of us. Of course we can work miracles.
Yeah.
Of course we can speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we can prophesy.
Yeah.
Because it's the same power that rose Jesus from the grave.
Amen.
So, after going to the Reawaken America tour in Colorado, it's been 3 years. It's insane to think about.
I love it. I love to see this because it's kind of my story too, a little bit. Just being raised as a cessationist, right?
Yeah.
That's what our churches teach. But how did that change your walk?
I started praying in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
I started praying, laying hands on people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been healed from some things. I've been able to lay hands on other people, and they've been healed from some things.
Yeah.
So it's been
Jesus. It's living and active.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He is living. He is breathing. He is active. Uh-huh. And so is His Word, and so is His Spirit.
Yeah.
So.
And I tell people that if you believe in the, just the like 2 Corinthians 10:4 that 10:5 that tells us that we need to capture every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Where are those bad thoughts coming from?
Mm.
Where are their spirits, right? So those spirits are talking to us all the time in our flesh.
Absolutely.
And that's why we have an inner healing deliverance practice. And it's just amazing. You can set people free from these things.
Absolutely.
But also that is that power that really we're in the battle. This is a spiritual battle. And so how have you seen this spiritual battle? Take me back to this. When did you really realize that we had an evil deep state? And were some red pill moments there?
I guess when I started my podcast, I really just realized the desperation and hopelessness. And then, the whole Dr. Fauci, you need to wear a mask.
Yeah.
You don't need to wear a mask. You need to wear 2 masks. You need to get vaccinated. You don't need to, be coherent and, make sense and say something normal and stay, consistent. That was another thing. And then the 2020 election happened. That was insane. Like, I went to bed, Donald Trump was winning each of those states by hundreds of thousands of votes. I wake up at 3 in the morning, and he's down. Like, that doesn't make sense, like, logically. And I knew that, and I think everyone does in their heart of hearts, if you have a heart or if you have a soul. But that was another one. And then the Reawaken America tour, and then going back to the Reawaken America tour, like, 12 other times.
So. Yeah. It's because you can't go to one of these without learning some shocking information that is, and most people that aren't awake right now doesn't realize this is a true spiritual battle, right? And so what are some of the things that Alex Stone has in your plans here in the near future?
Graduate college in December. Get done.
Oh, really?
Praise the Lord! I get done with. I'm in my third year of my associate's degree, but. I took, like, a little bit of a break because I thought I was going to be done, and then I wasn't done. But I will be done in December, as long as I pass math and science. So prayers for that. Then after that, kind of just work and build my platform and do whatever Jesus wants me to do.
That sounds good. That's the best way. Get close to him. I tell people all the time, get close to the Lord right now because it's going to get rough. Waters are going to get rough. But on the other side of this, it's going to be amazing, guys.
Yes,
so, and if you're close to God, you can walk by faith and not by sight, and you're going to be at peace while everybody else is in fear, right?
So, absolutely.
All right. So a bunch of Christian patriots that like to pray for people. So what can they pray for Alex Stone about?
For my last 8 weeks of college that I get it done.
Okay. That's great. Well, let me lift that up now. Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Alex Jones, Lord. Alex Stone.
I've gotten that before.
Yeah, so Alex Stone, thank you for him. Thank you. And we just pray for a blessing on his podcast right now. The first thing I want to lift up is just Alex Stone podcast, and as well as his ex accountant, and Lord, just to amplify his voice so he can speak Jesus to everybody. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for his heart and his ability to be moldable and learn and actually understand what you want him to do going forward. Lord, just we put him on that path. We bind any rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world that are trying to pull him off his path. We loose angels of all ranking divisions to keep him on his path. Lord, we pray that these classes go well. You give him divine insight to get through so he gets his associate's degree. And then, Lord, just use him in a way more than he could even ask or imagine. Lord, we pray for protection for him and his whole family, extended family, as well as his team and his future team. And not only protection, but huge blessings. Lord, use Alec in a mighty way. We can't wait to see what you do with him in the future. We love you, Lord, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless you.
Saying goodbye from North Carolina.
Twitter permanently suspending MyPillow CEO and Trump ally Mike Lindell.
A number of companies who have decided to stop selling MyPillow products.
And they're attacking not only MyPillow, many other companies out there, but they're attacking my vendors.
The CEO of MyPillow has been named in a $1.3 billion defamation suit.
MyPillow just sued Dominion for $1.6 billion.
Divine appointments, divine intervention in there, and my faith is what kept me going all those years.
The bigger platform is my evangelism and speaking about God, having the same passion with God, getting to God as I do the pillow.
We have the B2T promo code for, and I was telling
the biggest savings in history for my pillow, everybody. Use that code.
Yeah. Yes.
As our audience knows, we don't do it. We don't promote anything unless it works. I fell off a ladder, fell down on my leg, opened it up, and there was great pain in it. So I used the patch, and immediately it went away. No pain.
Backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing, even people who have suffered for decades are getting amazing results. Quantum energy is frequencies that connect to your body's energy system. Only QE Strong encodes key intentions and Bible verses about pain relief onto the small patch. You simply place it on your body each day. And with a bonus prayer guide, read aloud a positive intention and one or two Bible verses about pain relief each day. This unique yet potent multisensory approach is powerful, and it works. The patch provides the touch, and the included prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to utilize the senses God gave you. That's the quantum effect. Are you ready to experience the quantum effect? Go to qepain.com/Mary.
And I have to tell you something, they work.
It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma and what the pharmaceutical industry has done to the people of America in this world. We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues. I tried the pain patches and I gave them to my VP of operations also, Ronnie, and she said they worked as well. She was quite shocked, actually, but she said they worked, and they worked when I used them.
Tell the people what happened,
Toby.
To Toby.
We've used this some on Toby. Dog pain on it. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
The patch?
Yes.
He, what was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out, and wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda,
what did you do to him?
To Toby? So it's good.
Quantum Effect wipes out pain and allergy symptoms in less than 30 seconds with zero drugs. Pastor Dave and hundreds of others have experienced the Quantum Effect for themselves. It's backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing. Quantum is simply about two things. One, intentions, as a man thinketh so he is. And two, renewing your mind with the Word of God. Only QE Strong encodes key intentions and Bible verses about healing onto the small patch. You simply place it on your body each day. And with a bonus prayer guide, read out loud a positive intention and one or two Bible verses about healing each day. The patch provides the touch, and the prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to relieve pain and allergy symptoms with the senses God gave you. It even works for people who have suffered decades of chronic symptoms. Are you ready to experience the Quantum Effect? Go to QEstrong.com and enter code B2T at checkout.
Soldiers, we are in this together. We are blessed to teach.